Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Sometimes the idol worshippers would take a certain image and they would put it on a keli, a type of utensil, and then they would worship that utensil. Here we'll talk about a utensil that was found with an image that could have been an idol. What do we do in that type of scenario? Mishnah says, Hamotze kelim ve'alehem surat hama, surat levana, surat derakon. If somebody finds a utensil and on them there's an image of a symbol that could be the sun or could be the moon or could be the image of a dragon. We're not actually saying it's just a round circle for the moon or for the sun, but there's a representative of the sun that connects to Avodah Zarah. For example, for the sun, it would be a king wearing a crown seated in a chariot. That, for some reason, represents worship of the sun. So every type of Avodah Zarah had an associated type of person doing something that's how they worshipped. So if a person finds an item of that, Yodlichem Liyam HaMelach, he has to bring them to the Dead Sea and throw them in over there, and he has to presume that they're idols. When he's throwing them into the Dead Sea, he's fulfilling the obligation of destroying the idol and at the same time making sure that nobody benefits from it. If he does something with it, it could be benefit. If he burns it, if he does other types of forms of destruction, it could be him benefiting in some small way. We don't want to benefit whatsoever, and throwing it in the Dead Sea where it will just stay down there, nobody will ever retrieve it. That'll be the way to make sure no one ever gets their hands on it. Other types of images that are for decoration would be permitted. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, She'al ha-mechubadin asurim, She'al ha-mevuzin mutarin, says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. The images that we mentioned just now about the sun, the moon, and the dragon, they're only forbidden if they're on a valuable utensil, because then we're going to assume that they're an idol. Somebody put it on something nice as a background to it. People would usually put an Avodah Zarah onto something that would adorn it, something that would look nice, like jewelry. But if they were on a lowly utensil, like a pot, something lowly, then they're permitted, because then we could make the assumption that they were only for decorations and not for worship. According to Tanakhama, like we mentioned, the utensils that are problematic have to be thrown into the Dead Sea. Rabbi Yosei is going to give another option. Rabbi Yosei omer, shohek vezore laruach, says Rabbi Yosei, you could even grind it to dust and then scatter it in the wind so that no Jew is going to benefit from it. That fulfills the obligation of destruction as well. Or matil layam, or you could throw it into the Dead Sea without grinding it down, like Tanakhama said. According to Hachamim, Tanakhama, grinding up is something they don't want to do, because even the dust of something could fertilize soil. Something could happen positively with it. But Rabbi Yosei says, no, we're not going to forbid that type of remote possibility of happening. So therefore, fertilizing something could only happen with the combination of watering it with the sun and all that. Since Rabbi Yosei, that's not something we're going to be choshesh for, not something we're going to be nervous for. Amru lo, the rabbis, Tanakhama, told back Rabbi Yosei, af hu na'aseh zevel, scattering the dust is not going to be okay, because the dust is going to provide zevel, it's going to provide fertilizer for the ground when it falls to the ground, and a Jew who's going to produce on the land is going to benefit from it. Shene emad, like the pasuk says, lo idbak biyadecha me'uma min ha'chedem. No part of the banned property, of the problematic Avodah Zarah, should cling to your hand. So Hachamim had a problem with the opinion of Rabbi Yosei, that he said, let's grind it up and throw it to the wind.